League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell for the next 2.5 hours, where he'll join us at 9 right here on ESPN 97.5. All right, more amazing yesterday, Chris Paul or James Paxton?
Chris Paul, because he's here.
James Paxton threw a no-hitter. Goes back. He's from Canada. He goes to Toronto. No hits the Blue Jays. This dude is really good. I mean, he shut the Astros down in the first 2 weeks of the season last year. And this was the best hitting team in baseball. And dude was like kryptonite for the Astros last year.
Dell, let me reconfigure that for you. What was more amazing? Something that happened in a baseball game? Or something that happened in a basketball game.
Well, one guy got to do it against a team that didn't have three of their best perimeter players. I will take the guy who did something historic in a baseball game.
Wow. I did not see baseball. It's Dell's favorite sport coming.
Okay. Yeah. You see that? A giant bird landed on him, and look what he did. Then he throws a no-hitter.
That
eagle landed on him in opening day.
Something that happens in Game of Thrones.
But he's not in Game of Thrones.
On you, and then
he's a real major league pitcher. He's not.
You're marked by the White Walkers or something like that.
I don't know. He's not a white.
And he's North. He's the king of the North.
Now he's the king. He's the king of the North after
king
last night.
King of the North.
He's the king of the North after last night. He is. All right. What was more amazing, James Paxton, Chris Paul in the fourth quarter, or Shaq and Charles? Which one had you going?
I'm going to go James. I'm going to go Chris Paul in the fourth. But Chris, it's close.
Man, was that...
I didn't hear their... Now, I heard their discussion about the Rockets, and Charles, of course, was ready to shut the Rockets down early. By halftime, they can't beat anybody. They're...
Blah, yeah.
That was terrible. And then Shaq said, I'm going to give them a chance. Before I just write the Rockets off against the Warriors, I want to see how the first game goes. He said, let's see how that goes, because... It's a little different team this year, yada, yada, yada. Charles is like, nope, Rockets can't win. Rockets can't beat them. And if Charles are setting the line, it should be Warriors minus 250. That's not what it's going to be. Realistically, the money people who decide it are going to have a decidedly lower total.
Well, let's just take a little look and see if it's out yet.
I don't know if it'll be out yet.
It may be out yet, seeing as how, you know, this is as big as it. Okay.
Should be.
Cleveland and LeBron versus Golden State has been big, and I think everybody looking forward to it. This is something we've all been looking forward to, though, for a while.
Right?
Is this not... See, it's not out yet, so I don't have it in my little world. It's not out yet. Warriors win championship is minus 130. Warriors won't win is minus 110.
Warriors will be about a 160 to 170 favorite, is my guess.
I'm guessing more like 140.
Yeah, that's even more realistic.
Yeah.
That's realistic.
That's realistic.
Not.
He said 250?
No, I'm saying the way Charles said the Rockets have no chance, you don't make somebody who has no chance, who has no chance of losing minus 140. They're like minus 250, minus 300.
Right. Yeah, it'll be less than that. Although, who knows? The Warriors are such. And oh, by the way, they're closer there. California is obviously closer to Vegas, and they get a lot of money. They have to watch that because California money will roll in and just destroy them. So they've got to watch. And it's not indicative, really, if you're a big favorite. it's not really indicative of how much better a team you are. It's where Vegas thinks the money is going to go. It's about the money. It's not about how much better a team you will be. So don't be offended if they're going to be a big favorite. Cause, who gives a rat's ass? Here's the thing about last night. All the things that we were talking about before the season, I probably came true last night. Now, James was sick, so he wasn't feeling himself. So that was, so you take his game with a grain of salt. But what we said before the season was, you got to get another guy in here, and especially a Chris Paul. The best thing about Chris Paul is when James doesn't show up for a game, is that Chris Paul is here.
And this is why Carmelo wouldn't have worked. He's not a primary ball handler. Not only did you need another scorer, not only did you need another leader who was a winner, which I don't think that's Melo either, but it is Chris Paul, even though he's had trouble in the playoffs. He works to, it's really important for him to win. He does everything he can. He's just come up short in playoffs. You need somebody who can take the ball and be a primary ball handler too. Like yesterday, James didn't even have to touch it in the fourth quarter.
Well,
James didn't have to touch it.
I don't know that he did.
Did anybody
but Chris Paul touch it?
No, no one but Chris Paul was touching it. And rightfully so. If you missed that fourth quarter, if you missed the third quarter with Donovan Mitchell and then the fourth quarter, and really some of the third quarter was Chris Paul too. Chris Paul and Donovan Mitchell in the third, but especially Donovan, and then Chris Paul in the fourth, you missed. I mean, that was actually ended up being a pretty good game until the last 5 minutes where Donovan Mitchell went out and the Rockets just don't have anyone left. I mean, Ricky Rubio, Exum, and and Donovan Mitchell were all out by the 5 minute mark, 5 minutes remaining in the fourth. There's no way the Jazz didn't have enough offense to win that. But man, what Chris Paul did, it was unbelievable.
See, and that's the kind of, and we talked about this, maybe they learned a little something from the Astros, but that's the kind of nuts.
Yeah.
The giant stones that you have to have to win and to win big. Now, Dell came in and I think, he's obviously, Dell. He's not Thundersticks Lance. So we've got the opposing theory here. But you came in before Lance got here, right before the show. No, you were here. Lance was actually here a long time ago.
He's here editing some articles.
Lance won't be paying much attention to the show since he's writing his sports map article right now.
None of that's true.
So, Dell, your theory on James's night last night and going forward against the Warriors.
Sick, tired, whatever James's problem is in playoffs, whatever. I don't care about that. My issue with James and really the Rockets in general is, as far as the series is concerned, if you believe the Warriors are an all-time team, I don't think Chris Paul taking the slack from James a couple times a series will be enough. That's just depending on what you think the Warriors are. If you think the Warriors are just a very good team and not an all-time great team, then sure, James can do what he does in playoff series and Chris Paul can pick up for him and they'll be fine. It's been said before, I just don't like some of the variations in James' performances. That's why I can't trust the team. If he can be great, obviously, and then he won't even just be bad, he'll be terrible. He'll just be awful in a playoff series, one game or two, and I'm like, I can't get behind that. There's too much variation in performances for him. Now, if Chris Paul's going to do what he did last night, then it may not matter. But I will say, we know that the Warriors aren't the Jazz. I just don't know if the Warriors are as good as people say they are, if you can get away with that.
Well, so here's the thing. You mentioned a key word. The Warriors as a team. The Rockets, I don't think the Rockets should ever think that they're going to beat the Golden State Warriors as a two-man show, where it's just Chris or even a one-man show where it's either Chris or James. That's not how you beat them. No, you're right. You won't beat them if James has to get 40 or Chris has to get 40. You have to play like a team. The Golden State Warriors, you have to have P.J. Tucker do what he did last night. Now, it doesn't have to be every game, but he has to have a game like that. Trevor Ariza has to have a game where he really balls out. Clint Capella's got to have a couple of games like that. That's how the Rockets won the championship previously. It wasn't dream. It was guys stepping up and making big plays or having big games. Sam Cassell in New York. We know that's how you do it. So I really don't think it's going to be James has to get 40 every night. Chris Paul, when James doesn't, Chris Paul's got to get it. Now, it could be important because if it comes to dueling and Steph Curry's going off or Klay Thompson's going off, then yeah, that's what you got to do. But if you, but if they don't have to do that, I mean, you know, if they don't have those games, then you're going to have the Rockets step up as a team. You have to have several players play well. They don't have to go off with historic performances, but they have to be a you got to play well as a team to beat the Warriors.
If you'd have told me that Clint Capela and Trevor Ariza score one basket each.
Yeah.
I mean, you're.
Now, Clint was such a factor defensively.
And James was 7 for 22.
Yeah, you would have said no chance.
Between all of them, they were 9 for 28. Between those three. Those are three starters. 9 for 28. That's not good. That's under. That's just over 30%. Okay? That's not good. And to think that they win by 10. By the way, they were 12-point favorites, yeah. And Utah got a late basket. And then the Rockets dribbled it out. To think that they would be able to win like that. But like you said, Bamute, 3-for-5. Nene, 3-for-4. Tucker, 7-for-9. I mean, yeah. That's what...
Guys stepping up.
Yeah, guys stepping up.
Nene, you wouldn't have seen...
But there is something to this James Harden thing. If he does disappear... And he was sick yesterday, but we've seen James disappear, and especially in big situations like this.
You don't have to carry a team every game, but you can't disappear.
Can't disappear.
If you do, then it has to be once. I mean, you know, you're gonna get, even if you win a championship, you're gonna give up a game or two or, you know, three to the Warriors. So even if James disappeared, like James has to play at on a scale of 1 to 10, he's gotta play at an 8. Minimum of an 8. He's got. I mean, he just has to. It's just like if you were boxing Mike Tyson in his prime, you had to come in and you had to really. You're gonna have to withstand flurries. You have to withstand the early knockout punch that the Jazz can throw at you. But the one big difference between this Rockets team and the one that faced the Jazz previously is they don't have the headband guys like Brewer and Josh Smith doing really stupid stuff. Like they don't have dumb players on this team, low basketball IQ guys, and they defend. So even last night when Mitchell was going off, you know, Joe Ingles just didn't – he never had a chance where he got off. Now, I thought Burt got off. Yeah. He got off and had a really good game.
I thought he had a really good series.
He had a really good series. Yeah. I mean, they got some talent
there. Yeah, they do.
It's too bad their Aussie's 30 years old already. But, yeah, I just think that the Rockets have a much better opportunity to match. You needed to be better defensively, and you needed to have home court, and you got both those things working for you. This is your best chance to take out Golden State, and it might be your only chance, so you better take it.
We're going to have today is dedication to the clock day. Today we're actually...
That's fine. That's fine. I want to do that.
And Lance is going to bring up a topic... Okay, Bagwell to what's topic today?
Bagwell to third.
Vince versus Reggie.
9:03. I'll have. I'll carry.
Yesterday he LeBron versus Michael.
No, oh my I was talking God. About the fans.
You ruined the show.
I was talking about the fans.
About an hour and a half.
Didn't look ruined to me. Looked amazing.
Yeah, okay. We had a full board of people wanting to get. Now, well, I want to take it another step. What's my all-time five? Oh,
did somebody do that?
Yes.
Oh, my.
We can't decide because LeBron and Michael play different positions. So let's do my all-time five. Oh.
All-time five.
Good Lord. Okay. We're going to have dedication to the clock day right here on ESPN 97.5. So, Lance, talk about Craig DeCerf right now.
Well, I can tell you this much. So, Craig DeCerf, Craig and I talked the other day, and we were just going over some things. We were talking about, you know, one of the guys they have who speaks for them is Jose Altuve. You'll hear him at the end of the spot here. And we were talking about some of the Astros. He's got a few different Astros who come in and buy cars from him. And one of the reasons is because they can get exactly what they want. Jose's got a big old kind of tricked out truck a little bit, just a little bit, not too much, not too gaudy. But he just said, you know, what's great is when those guys come in here, he said it's always great to cheer for them because they're such good guys. He said you see it when they're in here. They treat everyone great. He said, and that's what we do. So, you know, our big thing is we want to make sure that we treat you guys just like you won a World Series. Every person who comes through that door to them is a World Series winner. He said we want to make sure that you feel special because if you feel special, you are going to tell other people about it. And at the end of the day, they want to treat people like they want to be treated. And that's why out in Angleton, frankly, it's easier. Lower overhead, they can offer lower prices. The service is always going to be the same no matter where Craig DeCerf goes because that's number one for him. But selection, service, value, prices, aggressive trade-ins on your vehicles, that's one of the things that they specialize in. That's why they're able to go thousands lower than guys who are here in the city of Houston. So, yeah, you might drive 40, 45 minutes to Angleton, but I can tell you this, it's going to be worth thousands to you, whether it's pickup truck, SUV, crossover vehicles, or even cars on the Chevy side. Find what you're looking for. Get the Suburban, get the Silverado, get the Yukon, and take advantage of the great prices and selection. Out in Angleton, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Jose Altuve, Alessandro, and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gulf Coast Chevrolet with GMC. Chevy, find new road.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. Talk about what a surprise for me. Lance had a surprise for me.
That's for your birthday.
Well, my birthday's in February. But
I know.
You're late.
No, this is the early one.
Born in February.
This is the early one.
Nice. I like that. What's when? February what?
10th.
I'm the 11th.
Oh, what?
Yes.
All the great ones are born between right the 9th and the 12th.
Hey, Aquarians.
You guys should go out of town with some of John's buddies and maybe hang out
yeah.
with
them. Nah, I don't know about that.
Booze pigs.
No, I don't know about yeah. that.
Y'all go on a booze cruise.
My buddy from Oklahoma State is still alive, by the way. I was with him last night.
That's amazing.
He's still alive, by the way.
That liver is going to be Smithsonian.
It's a real problem. It's a real problem.
Smithsonian.
How about this? Lance Berkman walks in today and just says, "Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?"
I'm good. Yeah, except for Lance forgot about me in the lobby.
So I set that up. I said, "Hey, let's surprise Granato." And I said, "You want to do it this week?" He goes, "No, let's do it next week." Or there was something I wasn't going to be on Friday. And so we set it up for today. I said, come in at 7:15. That way, you can act like it's a regular show at the beginning. And I was thinking about it last night. Okay, you know, we'll start off, do some rocket stuff or whatever. And then I'll just say, hey, I've got a surprise coming on the show. I won't say anything else. And then I forgot to say that. Lance is texting and I don't have my phone with me. And like, hey,
he
I'm out
in the lobby. I was like, oh, maybe I got the day wrong.
I walked out to go to the bathroom, and I look at this guy sitting there. I was like, who the hell is sitting out there? And I come back. He goes, hey, is Lance there? I was like, oh, you want to talk to him? I was like, oh, then I see the face. It's Berkman.
Lance Berkman is sitting in our lobby. What's going on, man?
No, nothing. You know, just playoff high school baseball.
Yeah, it is. How about, did you see that Kincaid Episcopal game?
I didn't see it. I heard about it.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
Real
good
game.
They locked up 2 years in a row with a great game, and Episcopal came out on top twice.
Yeah. They got a good program. Matt Fox does a nice job over there.
Great job. Yeah. But so does Steve Moss at Kincaid.
Yeah, Moss is a great guy, too, by the way. Great guy, too. And so is Matt. They're both great guys and really good programs. What about you guys?
Well, we're hanging in there. I mean, we won our first playoff game, and we have one tonight. It's going to be a tough game at San Jacinto College at 6:30. So
you're playing San Jacinto College. You guys have moved up.
No, we're playing at San Jacinto College at the field, but we're playing Lutheran South Academy. So
Lutheran South?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they always bring it. This is a war. Whenever these two get together.
We got to catch people up. Lance is the manager for Second Baptist.
Right.
So that's his squad. But that's his team.
Well, what about these kids? Are they getting any coaching over there?
Kind of a shabby coaching staff, though. You can upgrade that with another Hall of Famer, I guess, if you're looking to do that.
We got a good pitching coach.
Yeah,
and I got a knowledgeable assistant coach.
You got Andy Pettit and Rayner Noble.
Yeah.
Like, think you got
Second Baptist spares no expense on their baseball
program.
I guess not. Is Andy's son still pitching?
He is at U of H. He's coming off of Tommy John surgery, so he basically missed this whole year, but he's getting healthy. I think he's going to go pitch this summer. So.
And yet Andy's still committed to you that he would come and help you out.
Yeah, because he likes it. I mean,
he does?
Fun. Absolutely. So
Yeah, so there's a bit of a, and well, I mean, maybe you can address it. There's a bit of a shakeup at Rice. What's going on?
I'm really, you know, to be honest with you, I'm kind of in the dark on all that. I don't, I mean, I haven't talked to anybody as far as,
you haven't?
I haven't talked to the AD, I haven't talked to Coach Graham, hadn't talked to anybody. So I'm just, you know, I'm kind of like everybody else getting the news via, you know, whatever comes out in the press.
Well, there was kind of a surprising that an announcement last week or the week before that, you know, Wayne was going to be out. And so that job's opened up. And you were on the staff for a little, for about a cup of coffee for, you know, over there. So
yeah, I got a cup of coffee while I was getting my degree.
You,
so
you got your Rice cup and then they
exactly.
said, beat it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Beat it.
Yeah, beat it.
So, well, we'll see what happens, though. But you got, you're too busy now to worry about that stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. Obviously, that's big news for the college baseball world because I think Rice is one of the premier jobs in the country. And Coach Graham's made it that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, before he took over, it was Doormat Central. So he's really made it into a desirable job. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that will have some interest, you know, when that thing is officially open.
No, I remember back in 03, it is, you want to talk about a tough job. First of all, getting all those guys in there with the grades because they don't loosen up for baseball players, except in your case, I think, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. They always get one exception. They
get one or two, yeah, maybe. Uh-huh. That's about it. But in 03, I remember when you guys won the national championship, it was like one of the professors told one of the SIDs there at the time, why would we want to do that? Why would we want to win a national championship? Because this is all about academics here, okay? That's what you got to fight when you're at Rice.
Yeah, well, there's definitely, I mean, you know, for the most part, I think most the faculty members are very supportive of the athletes. And, you know, my experience there as a student and, you know, like when I was there to play baseball and then when I went back as just a regular student, you know, they go out of their way to accommodate the athletes and their schedules and you know, but the academic curriculum is not compromised. So that's what makes it a special place you know, it takes a special kind of guy to excel there because you do have a tremendous academic demand on top of being one of the elite programs in the country.
And if they do come to you and try to get you the job and they go through and they say, well, we just got some vetting to do, and they'll go through the records and, Mr. Bergman, it appears as though you were before the honor board three different times here at Rice. Now, while you were victorious 3-for-3, it still brings to mind the question of, are you Rice worthy, sir?
Wait a minute. Why are they British at Rice?
No, it's just kind of northeastern,
yeah, kind
transatlantic,
of the elite,
you know, the elitist what? Voice.
Oh. Gotcha.
Sir, why are you? Are you truly Rice worthy? Are you worthy of going to the ginger man and picking your students up when they've had too much to drink? Like, that, no, that's not what we're supposed to do.
That sounds
that's
like the E.F. Hutton guy.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
You
know,
like,
yeah.
We make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. Yeah, exactly.
So cool, man. And you had a tough one last year against you lost a championship game last year, right?
We lost in the semifinal in extra innings. So
I didn't want to bring that up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's part of the game, you know. That's what makes winning a championship like we did my first year there that much more
right.
special.
Yeah, right.
So
no, it's tougher than anybody thinks.
It is. I mean, especially when you're playing. Baseball's not a very good sport to play one game playoffs.
Right.
I mean, in that scenario, you kind of find out, well, who has the best pitcher as opposed to who has the best team. You really need to play a series to figure that out. But, you know, with the time constraints and all that, it is a one-gamer, and sometimes it doesn't go your way. Yeah, we lost a tough one last year in the semifinal and extras. So to the team that ended up winning the state championship.
Yeah.
So it was tough.
Don't you – because in public school, you get a choice to play a three-game series or one. You don't get that choice?
You can until you get to the state tournament.
Oh, okay.
And so just like in public school, once you get to state tournament, it's semifinal, final.
That's it.
And so – but, you know, most teams, because we – you know, we usually have a pretty deep pitching staff. They opt for the one gamer as opposed to two out of three. So,
if you want to see Lance Burke, because he dressed up, he got all. I mean, he really prepared today.
Because I'm sure he thought he was coming in with a bunch of lights and cameras.
Cameras.
Like, what is this?
Right.
Where did I go?
I thought this was radio.
For some reason,
so did we.
But now it's a streaming live show. You can see it, right? You can go to our website.
Yeah.
97.5 ESPN or something, whatever.
ESPN 97.5.
That's what I thought. And you can watch. You just press the stream and you can watch Lance Berkman going here.
I got in studio. I got a Conway Twitty.
You do got it going on.
Hairdo.
Right.
I got to figure
it
out.
Right. And the whole, do you not shave for the playoffs? Is that what, that's what it is?
I did, no, I just. I
you just said
just,
this.
Yeah,
just,
I mean, you know. Well,
just, same. Hell? I'm also currently in the playoffs, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I've got to do that. Otherwise, I look very Hispanic.
So we're
wait a minute. Is that a problem?
No, it's not a problem. It's just that's what I. No, it's not a problem. I don't have any problem looking Hispanic. I actually don't have any problem. I've always looked Hispanic.
I know that.
In my life. All right, so let's take a break. Lance Berkman is with us in studio. Let's talk about your Astros when we come back right here. How about that team?
Yeah.
Pretty damn good, huh?
No doubt.
Right here on ESPN 97.5. But Lance has got to talk about some poker.
So let me tell you, we'll be out broadcasting from Prime Social 7801 West Timer this Friday. If you want to come by, they've got the big tournament starting at noon. There will be a bounty on me. If you knock me out, there's going to be $100 in cash waiting for you. It's the No Limit Hold'em right there at Prime Social. It's the nicest spot you're going to find in Houston. 20 different felt tables. You've got 29 televisions that surround the place. You've got drinks and food. You can actually pull up a table next to it while you're playing, and that's kind of rare, but that's something that they'll do for you. Service is the key for them. They want to give you the nicest experience that you're going to have in the city of Houston. Absolutely legal if you're worried about that. It's a social club. So you go, you pay your membership, and you are good to go. Fixed Limit, No Limit, Omaha. They've got Hold'em. They've got games waiting for you. Today is that Omaha tournament. If John wasn't playing golf, I think he'd probably be in an Omaha tournament because that's how he likes to roll. Just make sure you go to PrimeSocialTX.com to get all the information, and it's conveniently located right there on Westheimer, just west of Hillcroft and Voss, in a standalone building that is beautiful. PrimeSocialTX.com.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, I want to talk right now about Thrive. And Lance Berkman's going to love this. In case you need this. No, that's different. That's a different one. This is Thrive Plus. It's actually capsules when so you don't have a hangover. Okay?
Oh.
So if you have a few drinks, you know, and sometimes you'll have a few too many. And
sometimes you will.
Well, sometimes I will. And I was using the Usted form.
Yeah, there
now,
you go.
You know, yeah. I wasn't using the line. Two. I was using Usted. I was using, and here's the deal, is sometimes you will have even a couple of glasses of wine. You won't feel yourself the next day. So you take a couple or three of these capsules, and you can take as many as you want, actually. But you take a couple of three of them before you go to bed, and the enzymes work in your liver to break down that alcohol. And then you wake up feeling better the next day. So this is something, if you want to start drinking, if you never picked up drinking before, Lance, and you want to start now, here's a great way to go about it.
So you can be an alcoholic and addicted to drugs?
No, well, there's no. Oh. It's not really a drug.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Actually
okay.
Just enzymes is all it is.
Gotcha.
But it is Thrive. It's decidethrive.com. And you don't have to be an alcoholic. All you have to do is have a couple of drinks because you won't be yourself the next day. Feel better the next day with Thrive Plus. DecideThrive.com, DecideThrive.com.
Oh, keep your headphones in. We're back. Don't worry. We can keep talking.
We're back right here on ESPN 97.5. So Lance Berkman is with us in studio on ESPN 97.5. He does this all the time. As soon as the show comes back, he gets up and leaves.
Okay.
No, he gets up and leaves. It happens every
so it's a one-man
about
show.
About every segment.
Yeah.
About every segment this happens.
There's different times that I do it.
So let me ask you a question here, Lance. This team isn't the same team as last year. Obviously, every team is different.
You're talking about the Astros.
The Astros.
Yeah.
you keep up. You watch them. You're watching them.
Kind of, I mean, loosely follow them. I don't watch every game. In fact, I don't think I've seen a game this year, but I have been down there one time.
You have been?
Yeah.
Did you get a ring? Because everybody else got one.
I did not.
Everybody got
rings. Everybody got a ring. You're the only ex-Astro that
Tillman
didn't get a ring.
Tillman Fertitta, ring.
No way.
Like, yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, he got a ring.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and no offense, I think that obviously that was awesome, but if they had offered me one, I would have said no thanks.
I got mine.
Yeah. I already got one.
Yeah. I got mine.
Well, you didn't play for the team.
Right. I mean, if you didn't have anything to do with it, then why would you want a ring?
I just didn't understand it. Like,
Well, Bax and Bish are with the organization.
Yeah, and I understand that. I get that. Like, if you work for the organization, then that makes some sense. Yeah. But if you're just handing them out to, you know.
Well, everybody that works, like the popcorn guy.
Right.
And
I think that's great. That's a nice gesture.
It is.
People outside of the circle, like, why would Tillman Fertitta get a ring?
Because
he was in the platinum level?
No, because Jim Crane wants front row seats for the Warriors. Okay.
Oh, well.
For this series coming up.
Surely there's a cheaper way to get them than that. Huh?
Buy them.
Yeah. No, dude. The rings, one ring is probably two seats for this series.
Wow.
Yeah.
So... Now, it depends.
Two seats for one game.
Now, did he give Tillman the real ring, or did he give him like
I'm not sure if he got the popcorn ring. I don't
the
know.
Real ring.
I can't tell you.
Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right.
I mean, sure, it's nice. It's
well, what's the date? June 20th. Everybody gets one. Everybody who goes to the game gets one. You could get one there if you attend the June 20th game.
Hey,
Lance,
see if you can get
they're
a ticket.
Giving them out to everybody.
See if you can get a ticket because you can get a ring.
Yeah, you can get a ring.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, you can't blame them for celebrating that deal last year.
No,
that was pretty awesome.
Right.
No, that was neat. It's a different team now, though, and they've got holes in the. One of the things about the last year's lineup was. Is that there were no holes in it. I mean,
where are the holes this year?
At the end of the lineup. Gattis and Mariznick are hitting 150. Fisher's hitting 150. I mean, it's noticeable.
Officially 150, or is that just...
No, 150.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you. We can bring this up. Gattis is really scuffling.
So wait, what year was it? You won in 2011, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mariznick 156, Fisher 190, Gattis 191, and that's up. Those are up.
So did you play in 2012?
I had like 12 at bats.
Okay, so you know what I'm trying to figure out is Dallas said, well, we're not going to have any let up. I mean, we're not going to be the Chicago Cubs. Well, I don't think anyone thinks they're going to let up after winning a World Series, or anyone thinks that it's going to go sideways. Mm. But, I mean, I would have to think there is naturally, once you win, there is some type of fulfillment that you've had that you're not still chasing that carrot anymore. I mean, you got the carrot. Whether you think that or not, you're not actively trying to back off. But every single time you step out on the mound or you step out on the field – man, guys are there is a brand new target on your back. It has to be harder just trying.
Oh,
to
Oh, there's
back
no
to
doubt about it. And there's you know, and you don't even yeah. There absolutely when you win a World Series or heck when you play in a World Series and it goes seven games like that one did, you're not going to be the same the next year. You're not. That's there is a. I wonder if Thrive could help with this because there is a World Series hangover. I mean, that is a real
Thrive Plus. Absolutely,
Thrive Plus. That's a real deal. There's no doubt. I mean, I remember the team feeling that way in 2012. It's just it's not the same. And like you said, it's not that there's no conscious decision to say, oh, well, we've already done that.
Right.
It's just you expend, people don't realize the emotional energy that you expend going through an entire playoff run and then, you know, winning the World Series and all the things that come with that. And I mean, literally, you wake up and you're at spring training. I mean, you're like, wait a minute, we just did this. I mean, we just climbed this mountain. And you're right back in it. And then, you know, all the other teams they're good too. I mean, and they're going to be after you. Like you said, you got a new target on your back. And it's tough. I mean, it's really difficult to. That's why you don't see teams repeat what there's been two in the last 30 years.
You know, it's funny because if you think about it, so that's.
Yeah, not this century. Hasn't happened this century.
So the World Series ended what? November 1st, right? I think was when the Astros officially won. So you do all the stuff. Okay. World Series is over. Great. We're going to go do the parade. Then we're going to have this luncheon or this dinner or this team party. And then we're going to go out of town with the wife or the wife and the family or whatever the case may be. Then we're going to go make this appearance here. And then my agent's got us going.
Going to marry Kate Upton.
I'm going to start. Yeah, marry Kate Upton. I've got these appearances I'm going to make because now they're booking me for a lot more money. So I'm going to go. Those little things add up, and before you know it, it's pitchers and catchers. Like, that was fast.
Oh, yeah.
November, December, January. It's not like, oh, yeah, December isn't a busy month. It's a busy month for every person. It's a busy month.
It's like when you're in school. You know, the summer starts, and you're like, wait a minute. Now, you know, we're shopping for school supplies.
But it was so much. But being in baseball, being in the playoffs and going that deep, it's an extra, like, month to month and a half shorter than everybody else.
You don't,
Oh, it really is right on top of you.
Yeah, and it's not just like a month of regular games. I mean, you are completely spent. I mean, it takes a month and a half just to get over, you know, the World Series and the season and all that. Sure. So, I mean, it's not easy. So I think, you know, if the Astros can make the playoffs in any form or fashion, then that's great. Because once those guys start smelling water and get to the playoff, I mean, then they'll, you know, you'll kind of get that same intensity and that same feeling back, and they you know, if they can make the playoffs, they'll have a very good chance, I think, of repeating.
What though about the loyalty? Like, I can see, you know, Gattis was part of it. Mariznick was hurt, so he wasn't in the postseason. But I can see an organization, and you got to have buffer this. You don't want to be the. I think the Patriots are. It's terrible because I don't care who you are, you're going to get cut. And I don't care what you did for the organization. I mean, Logan Mankins was there forever, and they just said, you're cut, beat it. Ty Law, Lawyer Malloy. It goes on and on. Richard Seymour. But yet, you want to continue to win. So I'm sure Jeff Luhnow has, you know, some feelings about an Evan Gattis or a Jake Mariznick. And yet, the guys aren't performing this year. So it makes it awfully difficult to get rid of them, you know, and to move on. And to better your team, but there's got to be some fine line there.
Well, and I think if they felt like there was a better option, they would be exploring that. And you know, the thing about baseball is your track record of performance matters. It's not like, you know, in football, I guess, and I'm not a football guy, so I mean, once your performance starts to drop off, you know, they figure you're either hurt or too old or what. But Evan's not in that situation. He's been a very effective run producer in the past. He has a history of starting slow in the first half and coming on strong in the second half. So, you know, for a guy like that who has a track record of success at the major league level, I mean, they just figure, hey, you know, let's ride this thing out. Eventually, he's going to give us what he's always given us. Water finds its own level is one of those old baseball sayings. So by the end of the year, you know, he's going to be right where he needs to be. And that's probably how they're looking at that situation. But I think one thing that Jeff has proven is that he is willing to make bold moves to improve the team, and he's very smart about doing that, and he's not going to get, you know, he's not going to put the organization in trouble. He's not going to mortgage the future for, you know, for one guy, and I'm sure they're going to be looking at ways that they can improve the team, lineup, bullpen, whatever. I mean, whatever they think they need to get it done. Again, I know they're actively working trying to get it done. So I think they've earned the right to kind of, hey, let's just see what they do and trust them.
Plus, it's baseball, and you move at a snail's pace, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you don't get too excited about a couple months. I mean, really and truly, what are they, 2 months into the season?
Not even.
I mean, so there's no sense in even talking about it, really, for another month and a half.
You can't talk about anything in baseball until, like, September.
It irritates John so badly. Okay. The baseball people say,
yeah, you just can't
it's early.
Talk about
He's
it.
Like,
yeah.
These games count.
No, they do count, but you know, just like we used to say, it's too early to panic until it's too late. I mean, and then you panic. Yeah, you don't worry. Oh, well. So there's no reason to panic ever. It's too early, and then it's too late. There's like one game in the season where it's appropriate to panic. It's like right around, you know, July 6th.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
and then
is it?
Yeah,
are we too late now?
Hey. Now we're too late.
How did we get 11? Well. How are we 11 and a half games out already?
Right. Oh well. Hey, I want to talk about my man Chance McClain, yourheritagefilm.com, yourheritagefilm.com. Actually, coming in, I heard the recorded spot, and it's awesome, actually, if you want to know the truth. It's actually a 30 for 30 about your family members. It is a totally sweet, actually, documentary where Chance will do, in long form, an interview with someone that you want to for everybody in the family to remember, someone that has the family memories that has the family history and can talk about it. And then you've got all the old pictures that and videos that Chance will use. And everybody has a blast. The person on camera, the family. Film your life lessons to pass on to your kids, and they can pass on to their kids and say, this is where we came from. All right. They will travel. Chance will travel anywhere. Houston area, out of state. If you got somebody that in wherever, Chance will travel to that place and interview that person. If you don't do this, you just don't love your family. You just don't. Let Chance do your mom. No, and by I mean interview her.
Sorry, what did you just say?
Let Chance interview your mom right now at yourheritagefilm.com. Yourheritagefilm.com, 713-249-2429.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Yo, I go by the name of Dane Jones. I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay.
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these Hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers stained red and I can't like get up.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Where'd Lance go?
He left again. He left.
What are you talking about? I'm right here.
As soon as the light turns on,
he's trying to
drive away.
Deflect what happened during the break here.
Nothing happened during the break.
What did you find out, Lance?
Well, I mean, I wish I'd have done a little bit more show prep before I came in here, or else I wouldn't have even responded in that last segment. The Astros are in first place in their division.
Yeah, but they're only a half a game up. Okay,
are you dead serious? I mean, I thought, you know, from the way you were talking, I was like, man, I hadn't followed them, but are they like in last place in the division?
John is so spoiled.
It's unreal.
No, listen, they're only 8 games over 500.
Only 8 games over 500on May 7th.
I got the over 95 and a half wins, okay? So let's move. Let's go.
That's the source of the issue here.
Okay, let's move on this thing.
1-800 gambling problem. I mean...
with his poker room.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's this.
Lance,
I've waded into like a morass is what you call this studio. Like you got all kind of
alcohol. Gambling.
I did Prime Social. It's a social club.
It's
first
social
of all.
Club.
It's a social club. They've also got pool tables.
Speakeasy
there. And they very similar.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It is.
Everyone wears bespoke clothing and pocket watches and hats and monocles. Like, say, good sir, would you mind folding on this hat?
That kind of sounds like the Rice administrator. Yeah, right. Yeah.
similar guys. Kind of a Rice crowd that hangs out there. Yeah.
All right. Some guys want to get in here on the show. Have you been watching your Rockets?
Not really.
No. You've been busy with a baseball team.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the Rockets are playing the Warriors now. You know that, right?
I did know that.
Did you do any show prep at all?
No.
Well, he's not a host.
No,
he's just
I don't.
Here as
I'm a guest. Right? I thought I was going to get interviewed.
Hold on. You got a live spot coming up for a siding company here in a second. Make sure you get their copy points.
Steve-O's been waiting. He wants to talk about his Rockets here. Let's get him in here. Hey, Steve-O.
Hey, John, Lance, Dell.
What's going on?
What's going on, Steve?
Hey, man, this question is more so for Thunderstick Lance.
Yep.
Me and my friends have been arguing about Luke Bamute and his value to the team. I'm on the side that I feel like he's not a real defensive presence, but I want to know, do you think his minutes need to be cut so that Gerald Green can get some more minutes? Ooh. And then also... what about Joe Johnson getting some minutes this upcoming round because of Sean Livingston? Mm. And we got to put a body on him. So I just want right. to listen.
Thanks appreciate Doug. It.
Well, isn't that what Bamute's for?
I don't, yeah.
I'm going to take this question off. You guys.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get this one last.
Don't worry about that. He's like, Bamute. What's a Bamute?
What is any of this?
What is that?
I wouldn't say. I saw they cut to Joe Johnson on the bench yesterday. I'm like, oh, thank goodness Joe Johnson's done playing. So my answer would obviously be, I don't think there's any series where we need more Joe Johnson. I don't think so. We're good.
But what?
And you're right. Luke Bamute is that is the guy who's supposed to be the defensive player.
Yeah.
And he shot it.
Well, you want somebody on Livingston? Why not him?
Yeah, I would put Luke. Luke's the longer, better defender. So yeah, I think what they're doing now is
what about getting Gerald Green some more minutes? Crazy Gerald,
you know, is he's the lunatic that you just in the first 2 minutes, first minute 30, if you can keep him in the game. If he starts just firing away, just clanking like, nope, no more minutes for you. And if he's hot, then yeah, he gets some minutes. It's that simple.
It's that simple. If he's hot, if not. See, the Rockets are in first place too, Lance. Lance Berkman didn't know. Did you know the Rockets were in first?
I did know that.
You knew that?
Yeah.
You knew that?
They're number one. And I had...
I shot and missed a free throw at a Rockets game.
Did you?
Yeah.
You missed
it.
I did. This year?
Why did
this year? So I had a torn rotator cuff, though. So
did you?
Got a built-in
stick. Deshaun Watson shot and missed one, too. He also tore an ACL, and you tore an ACL one time.
Ooh.
So you're
yeah.
It was an ACL.
It was.
Yeah.
So your athleticism, it
knows no bounds.
Well, apparently it does with a torn rotator.
I'm sorry. Deshaun Watson, Lance Berkman, same injuries, both athletes.
Both Pumas.
Both playing football at the time.
You know who Deshaun Watson is.
I do.
You do.
Okay.
Well, I gotta make sure he didn't know who Bamute was.
Never heard of him.
I don't think he should have to know.
No, probably
the
not.
First well, year
if he's gonna if he's
here.
Gonna host the radio show, I
yeah,
think
if
he
you're
should.
Gonna be a radio host, you gotta start
yeah,
doing
okay,
a little
I'll,
bit more work.
You got,
I'll
yeah.
start
reading
get
up
here,
on
yeah, you guys, and by the way, our show starts at 7. Okay.
He was here.
Well, I was here at 7:15 lobby, you forgot about me.
Yeah. Oh, Lance forgot that he was coming today.
That's right.
Right here on ESPN 97.5. Lance Berkman is with us in studio. Always fun to have the big Puma in studio.
Hey, I got a question for I want to know this.
How about this? Wait a minute. Yeah. I was at jury duty the other day. Speaking of the big Puma, I'm at jury duty the other day, and they're giving out, I don't know how.
Rings?
They give out, tickets. No, they didn't have rings for everybody, but they did have Astros tickets. And the first trivia question was, what was Lance Berkman's nickname? And I'm sitting there. There were like 300 of us for jury duty there. And I'm like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And they didn't pick me. And I was like, I was like, hey, well, you know where he got that nickname, by the way? Does anybody know where he got that nickname? Right here on this show.
You're dismissed, sir.
Yeah.
And then you were off from jury duty.
You mean there wasn't a collective chant when they asked that question? I mean, all 300
people
in unison.
Big Puma. No, but one guy goes,
what if they hit you with Fat Elvis? Get out of here. Get out of here.
No, you're excused.
Beat it, Cub fan.
That's a good way to get out of jury duty. Yeah, good way to
you're
get out of
here.
Jury.
So I want to ask you this. So we talked a little bit last year during the during their World Series run. I remember we just had a brief conversation, either on a phone or text. So that was a fun that was a really fun team. How do you feel about the baseball? Obviously, that team is very loose. Or this team is still very loose. They seem to really like each other. There's a lot of guys. George Springer's the guy that's always up. Jose Altuve, for being a great player, is not exactly doesn't have the same intense
scowl.
Yeah, that Craig Biggio seemed to play with. Like, you can be great and still have some fun too. How did you compartmentalize that team? A team that has fun, a team that because I think they play baseball the right way. They're a very good team. Obviously, they won a World Series. But they're a little more loose. They're a little bit more
demonstrative.
That's the word, demonstrative. Yeah. And baseball has gone in that direction over the last decade.
Yeah, and it's one of those deals where I like guys that have fun on the field, but I also like kind of the old school decorum that you try to I think the anytime you're celebrating with your teammates, anytime you're not making it about you. Anytime that you are not disrespecting the other team with the way that you're acting, then I think it's great. You know, I think the energy's good. I mean, I love George and Jose and these guys. They have a great group of guys. And just being on the periphery, I go down there once or twice a year, but the clubhouse has a great feel to it, and that's a testament to their leadership. And
it's kind of like your clubhouse.
Yeah, well,
it is.
No doubt. I mean, even though it was different with Jeff and Craig and Moises and others, Brad Osmus was a big part of that. You know, we had a great clubhouse also, but in a little bit different way. I mean, we were a little bit more reserved probably than these guys are. I still think it's whatever. It's different strokes for different folks. My preference is to be a little bit more composed in terms of, hit a homer, another homer, you know, done right. it before. It's not like, especially, and homers are a little bit of a bad example, but now, I mean, we're celebrating walks and singles, and, you know, it's like, dude, I mean, give me a break. You're supposed to get on
base. Well, Valbuena's gone. You don't see the bat flips for the flyouts anymore.
Yeah, right. So that's,
I do get to
celebrate that, contact. I mean,
I do think this Astro team, though, does, they don't celebrate too demonstratively. Like, I think it's, I don't think they cross the line. They don't have now. Valbuena was a guy who wouldn't have always played and all the bat flip stuff. I think Carlos Gomez Gogo was another guy that was like that. I think these guys don't cross the line. It's funny. I got into a rabbit hole of YouTube watching baseball fights and dust ups, and I must have watched 14 or 15. And one of them I got to was Danny Darwin, that scrap against the Expos. You would have been in the minors probably, right? 96. Maybe not. Maybe you were at Rice.
I was
though.
At Rice, yeah.
Yeah. So that was a really, I mean, that was a dust up. Now, yep. Moises Alou hit Terry Collins in the face with a baseball helmet and cut his lip open because he threw it. He was trying to throw it at another player. But, you know, it's funny how often these things would involve, I mean, Fernandez with the Marlins round at 30, he hit a home run. He's running home. But he kind of Cadillac'd after his home run. He stood and watched it. And I can't remember who the third baseman was for who they were playing, you know, just took issue. Like, there's still the red ass thing in baseball where you still have guys. That wasn't that long ago. Where you still have guys who there's a right way to run around the bases. There's a right, you
well,
know.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, it's like if you're a part of the Digme tribe where, you know, you're making the celebration about you and you're showing up. I mean, you got to remember. And
the Digme tribe. I mean, that's the first time he's ever used that.
Well, it's just, you know, like.
No, he tells his players, don't be in the Digme tribe.
That's right. Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of, like, guys hitting a single or double and, like, gesturing back to the dugout. Because it's like, you know, you're not the only guy on the field. And that pitcher's out there. Yeah. And in order to be, you know, sort of a gentleman ball player. Hey, I'm going to have respect for the other guys that I'm competing against, and I just beat that guy. I'm not going to rub it in his face by, you know, doing something silly on the base path. And the other thing, too, is, you know, you see guys like, I don't remember who the guy was last year for the Dodgers that hit a homer in the ninth that brought him within a run. It wasn't even a game-tying homer, and he's, like, airplaning around the bases in Dodger Stadium. I'm like, dude, you lost. Like, you hit a homer.
You're still losing.
You're still losing.
Against the Astros.
Yes.
Oh, it's Bellinger, I think, is who it was.
No, it wasn't Bellinger. It was somebody else. He knows better than that.
It was the right fielder. What was
it? It was some young guy that I never even heard of. It was like, dude, did that guy just airplane around the bases?
The left-hander had such a big series. Against him, really talented.
Whoever it was, that's that kind of stuff is ridiculous. And then, you know, then you had, I think it was Peterson, like doing the, like hitting that homer and dancing down the third
base. I was thinking of Jock Peterson.
It was Jock Peterson.
I mean, that guy needs a ball in the ribs. That's all. Yeah. Like if there was a few more pitchers willing to just say, you know what, we're going to take care of these shenanigans and start drilling some people, they wouldn't do it.
All right, tell the truth. Tell the truth on this one.
Oh, wait. Here we're up.
All right, we got to get to a break.
But wait, we had Pete Incaviglia on last week.
I'll save it.
Okay.
That needs more time.
Dude, this one you got to hear. It was good stuff.
Let us tell you about Renter's Warehouse right now. So if you have a property that you can, you know what's funny? I was looking in my neighborhood at what the houses were going for, and I was on a local website. I was interested in what the house value was. And so I looked. There are houses that have been on the market for over 180 days, three different ones in my neighborhood. And I was thinking, my gosh, these people have just been throwing money away. They could have been renting their property out for a full year and done much better and continue to add equity to their home. It's just one low monthly fee to handle. You know, Renter's Warehouse can find you renters. They handle the maintenance, the upkeep. They collect rent. They'll even warranty renters for up to a year. But, John, if you're somebody who is sitting there with a house that's been on the market for more than 3 months, you may have made a huge mistake because they can get it rented out way quicker.
Well, I mean, an average of 17 days, and they do all the work. And that's the thing. I don't want to deal with tenants. You don't deal with any tenants. You don't do anything. They do everything. And, oh, by the way, if the tenants don't stay, you've got a guarantee. They will re-find tenants for you absolutely free. It's what they do every single day. And look, if you're somebody that wants to rent or you want to rent out your house, Renter's Warehouse, they've got hundreds of websites to choose from for you to find renters for your home. So you get to pick the renters too, by the way. They'll find them, they'll vet them, and you pick them right now at renterswarehouse.com. 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT, renterswarehouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.